Here's a thought I'll title, Megapixels and Aspect Ratio, and this one definitely falls in the category of curious and interesting information, but I'm not sure it's going to change my behavior in any way. Probably. I don't know. It's just a thought, so here you go. An appropriate thought, I might add, for a Friday. Did it ever occur to you that the megapixel rating for your camera is based on its native aspect ratio? And that calculation is simply how many pixels across the top and how many pixels top to bottom. You multiply those two, you end up with a giant number, and that's how many megapixels your camera has. But it's based on that aspect ratio. And that's not exactly what you'll end up with using in your pictures, unless you always size and print your pictures with the aspect ratio of the camera. If you do any other aspect ratio, you will be throwing away a bunch of pixels. Here's what got me thinking about that, is I've been using Micro Four Thirds for so long now that I'm used to that format, the 4:3 aspect ratio. I like that. It's much closer to what I grew up on in 2.25, 3.25, or 4:5. And so I like the 4:3 aspect ratio much more than I do the 3:2 aspect ratio that is the de facto standard on all full-frame cameras. So if I take a full-frame camera with its aspect ratio of 3:2, and I crop and finish my images on a 4:3 aspect ratio like my Micro Four Thirds camera, I am essentially discarding 12% of the total pixels. It gets even worse if you decide you want to use a square format. A full-frame camera with an aspect ratio of 3:2 will discard 33% of the pixels if you print using a square aspect ratio. So look at it this way. Essentially, your 44 megapixel camera that you may have purchased because it had 44 megapixels becomes a 29 megapixel camera if you shoot a square format image. And besides, the important numbers are not really how many megapixels your camera has or even its aspect ratio. It's what's the pixel dimension left to right and top to bottom. Those pixel dimensions are what determine the size of print you can make, depending on if you want to print 360 pixels per inch, 300 pixels per inch, 240 pixels per inch. I know there are occasions when you can do 120 pixels per inch if the image is going to be seen from a distance. No one will know that you've used a relatively small pixel per inch when you print. So I'm not sure it makes a lot of difference how many total pixels you have for any given image. It obviously does for your camera relative to how big a print you can make with it, but even the size of the print you can make with it will vary based on the aspect ratio of the finished crop. Does any of this really matter? Probably not. We're all going to pick our cameras based on things other than megapixel, or at least in addition to megapixel count. And so this business about throwing away pixels when you're cropping is probably not all that important. But it does help put the megapixel madness in perspective. And when someone brags that their camera is 44 megapixel when the competitor is 42 megapixels, it's just a silly game that manufacturers engage in to try to convince you that their camera is better because it has more megapixels. I'm not saying the megapixel count in your camera is immaterial, but on the other hand, it also doesn't guarantee that you're going to make interesting and worthy photographs. It seems to me that the world divides itself pretty concretely in terms of what really matters. Is whether or not you're photographing for digital display, then you need a certain kind of megapixel count, or if you're making really big prints, then you need a certain kind of megapixel count, and that's way more important for you to decide rather than how many megapixels can you afford with the budget you have for purchasing a camera.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.